This episode of The Mouse in Our House is brought to you in part by our sponsors, Orlando Stroller Rentals, for all of your stroller needs in the Orlando area, Emily Olson, independent Jamberry Nails Consultant, for quick, easy, beautiful nails in minutes, and Tanner Scooter Rentals for all of your ECV needs in the Orlando area. Hi there, friends. I'm Monica Pinto. And unfortunately, Manny Pinto is not with us today. He's feeling a little bit under the weather, so we just hope he gets some rest and feels a little better, and he will be with us on our next episode. So welcome everyone to episode 50. 50! Can you believe we've made it to 50 of The Mouse in Our House for July 8th, 2017? Now you know where we are by this time, right? It's 50 episodes, so you know this is where we celebrate everything Disney, all the magic, the fun, all those special memories. And of course, there's always going to be a little something that just isn't so magical, but don't you worry about that. We've got plenty of pixie dust to take care of that for you. Now's when we always invite you to take some time to relax. Let's chat Disney, always from our perspective. You know that. You know the drill. Grab yourself a nice cup of coffee and a little something sweet, and let's get this started. Joining us tonight are Trevor and Jessica Rogero. Hi, Trevor. Hi, Jessica.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us tonight. We're so excited about this topic. So we're just going to take a quick commercial break. We're going to hear about our sponsors, and we're going to be right back with our topic for today. Friends, we all love our Disney trips and all the memories and experiences to be had. But the one experience you don't want is to have to carry your children through the parks or from the parks all the way back to your resort room. One solution is to rent a stroller in the parks, but what happens once you're done for the day? You'll need to leave that stroller behind, and you could end up carrying your child all the way back to your resort. But what if there's a better solution? There is! Orlando Stroller Rentals provides white glove service that every mom will love. I know this because I've rented from them numerous times, and boy did I love it. After renting in the parks on our first trip to Disney World, nothing made me happier than finding Orlando Stroller Rentals. Why was I so impressed? Well, there's so many reasons, but I'll give you just a few. Each stroller is brought to your resort and is waiting for you upon arrival. At the end of your vacation, the stroller will then be picked up directly from your resort. Does it get any more convenient than that? I don't think so. Each stroller undergoes intensive cleaning and an inspection process, and the strollers are easy to maneuver, easy to fold, and easy to transport. Just ask my husband. The strollers are lightweight but designed to accommodate a higher weight capacity, which makes them functional for older children. They all have reclining seats, making them comfortable for sleeping children, as well as a large sun canopy to protect children from the harsh sun. Nothing ruins a trip faster than sunburn, let me tell you. Make your reservation online today and guarantee your child's comfort at www.orlandostrollerrentals.com. That's www.orlandostrollerrentals.com. Or go to their Facebook page, Orlando Stroller Rentals. Tell them The Mouse in Our House sent you. Okay, Sabrina, let's make sure we have everything for our trip. Shampoo, check.
Bathing suits, check. Oh no, we forgot to do our nails.
Oh no, you're right, but we fly out tomorrow.
I really want my nails to look nice though.
You know, we have just enough time to do our Jamberry nails before bed tonight. Go grab the hairdryer and the wraps.
Which one should we do?
There are so many to choose from, you decide.
Since we're going to Disney, we can do Frozen.
Okay, you can do the Disney kids wraps, the ones with Olaf, and I'll do the ones with my girl Elsa. She's my favorite.
Our nails are gonna look great.
And we can do them quickly before bed. Let's get these done. It's almost your bedtime. Jamberry nail wraps are easy to apply and will last up to 2 weeks on your fingers and up to 4 weeks on your toes. With so many available styles, from their seasonal collection to their simple and classic designs to their international styles, your nails will always look amazing. And you'll love, love, love the Disney collection by Jamberry. Everything from kids wraps to villains to Finding Dory, the princesses, Lion King, and so much more. All you need to do is decide which style you're going to rock, and your nails will be fabulous in minimal time. Don't delay. Contact Emily Olson, independent Jamberry Nails Consultant, today to get started right away. You can reach her at emily.m.olson714@gmail.com. That's emily.m.olson714@gmail.com. And be sure to check out her website at emilyolson.jamberry.com. friends, one of the things that really stands out to me when I'm at Disney World is all of the groups of multi-generational families that I see. It's so wonderful to see grandparents enjoying their grandchildren experiencing Disney. But sometimes it's not so easy for grandparents to walk all over the world, and so sadly they sometimes miss out on much of the adventure, or even decide they just can't go on the trip. Or what if you get injured right before your Disney trip? Maybe you won't be able to walk, and we all know there's a lot of walking. It's heartbreaking to think of not being able to enjoy a trip you've been planning because of an unexpected injury. Or maybe you struggle with an invisible disability. Thankfully, you can turn to Tanner Scooter Rentals for help. Tanner Scooter Rentals provides personalized, friendly service, and they're the only scooter company in Orlando to provide an on-time delivery guarantee, because no one wants to waste precious Disney vacation time waiting on a scooter delivery. And how great is this? Every delivery includes personal scooter operation instruction, so you won't have to wonder how to get around. And you won't have to waste any time between delivery and getting to the parks, because each scooter is delivered fully charged and ready to go. And here's the best part. Every scooter easily adjusts to your height. All you need to do is ask your delivery specialist for help. And the scooters fold up to fit easily into compact cars, monorails, buses, and boats. So there's nowhere you can't go because you're using a scooter. Plus, keep in mind that each theme park only has so many ECVs available. So by the time you arrive at the park, you might not be able to get one. So why risk it? Make your reservation online today and guarantee that you'll have a clean, safe, and ready-to-go scooter at www.tannerscooterrentals.com. That's www.tannerscooterrentals.com. Or visit their Facebook page at Tanner Scooter Rentals. Tell them the mouse in our house sent you. So, piggybacking on last episode that we had, today we are going to have Trevor and Jessica tell us all about their Disney wedding. I am loving these Disney wedding episodes, and I hope everyone else is enjoying them as well. Trevor and Jessica, I am so excited to talk to you all about your wedding.
We are very excited as well.
Now, just let everybody know how long you've been married.
4 months.
They are still on their honeymoon, folks. That is awesome. I love this. So I have to say, I went on your Facebook page and I was looking at some of your photos because I like to familiarize myself before we start talking about your amazing wedding. And everything looked absolutely amazing. The pictures are stunning, and I said it to the last couple on the last episode, and I'll say it to you. I have some serious wedding photo envy. I mean, I can just imagine that photo album and that video. I can't even. So, Jessica, your dress was gorgeous.
Thank you.
Gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. Was it in any way a Disney-themed dress?
It was. It was Alfred Angelo's Belle dress.
Oh my gosh.
His Disney princess dress.
That's awesome. The girl on our last episode had the Cinderella dress.
I tried that one on. It was a close second to this one. I couldn't decide.
Well, her theme was Beauty and the Beast, but she went with the Cinderella dress, which was gorgeous. And you now did the Belle dress. That's awesome. Everything is just coming together here. Now, did you have a theme for your wedding?
Not really.
Okay.
We were celebrating love. That's pretty much it.
There you go.
Just being the center.
At the most magical place on earth.
Exactly.
So the flowers were gorgeous. I have to say I loved your wedding color, which was a purplish, right?
Yes.
It's my favorite color.
It is.
It is my favorite color as well. Our wedding was lavender lilac type of color. So it's all in that same family. Now, you took some pictures in front of my favorite ride. You want to tell everybody where that was?
Which one? We took them in front of two different rides.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Haunted Mansion.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was so much fun. We did a couple serious ones. We did the one by the castle. We did Pirates, where he was really just getting the color, with our dress. But then he, our photographer, Rick Farrow, who is wonderful, wanted to do something fun. And so he took us to Haunted Mansion, and he let us have a family portrait with the different busts that they have there. And so he kind of gave us ideas on how to take pictures with them and make it like a family photo. And it was really neat. And then he had us run away scared the whole time. But it was still, it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, those were really cool.
So you basically got my favorite two rides then, Haunted Mansion followed by Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yes.
I love it. I love. Now, I saw something very interesting. Somebody was playing the organ outside the Haunted Mansion.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Now, they called us to have fun with it, so...
Was that your idea? Was that your idea or the photographer?
It's kind of both, I guess, because we were just kind of walking through the waiting area for the line where you would normally be standing there for 30 minutes, but... We kind of had a free-for-all in that section, so I was like, yeah, let's play the organ.
Awesome. I like that. I like that. Now, I also saw that you paid homage to Master Gracie.
Yes. Yeah, it was just, our photographer, I can't brag about him enough. It was just so much fun how he was directing us to take pictures and, you know, he knew the spots, and he knew what would make a good picture. And he's like, hey, do this. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
And he was right. It was all fun.
I was, like, floored when I saw that picture of you guys by Master Gracie's tombstone. I thought it was awesome.
It was cool. It was a very sweet picture, too.
Yes. Yes.
Just bringing it down to, you know, about love, even in, you know,
yeah.
Even a tombstone. Field.
Yeah. The one with the busts, I really, really loved, I have to say. That is like one of my favorite parts of the ride, and even in the queue with the bust. So that was really great. Now you also took pictures in one of my favorite spots, which is the Rapunzel area.
Yeah, we really like that area.
Yeah.
And the theme song, not theme song, what you call it? Our first dance.
Was,
not our theme song. Our first dance was from Tangled.
Was so, it Now I See the Light?
It was, yes. Yeah. Aww. So we wanted to kind of go there and do that. And then with long blonde hair, you know, yes. There's no better for me to be with Rapunzel.
Yes. Awesome. I love that area. I hate that it's only a bathroom.
I know.
Yeah, they could do more with that.
Absolutely they can. Now, since it was just 4 months ago, were you there for when they had the, what do they call it? The, I'm blanking out here. They have Prince Eric, not Prince Eric, what's his name? Eugene Fitzgerald there, Flynn Rider. And you can take the pictures with them now, or with the, oh my gosh, why am I blanking out? The floating lanterns and that kind of stuff? Did you do that?
We actually didn't go to the park. We went in the morning before it opened. So we were picked up at like 6. And so we had to be out of the park by the time it opened for our guests to come in.
Okay.
Because you're not allowed in there with your wedding dress because it looks like princesses. So they did. We did have to be out by a certain time. So we didn't. We ended up having to leave on our honeymoon immediately after. So we didn't go back to Disney, even though we got married at Disney.
Oh, so you didn't have a Disney honeymoon?
No, we did not. We live in Jacksonville, so we go down to Disney at least monthly, and so we figured we'd do something different.
Okay.
Especially since all of our guests were going to be staying at Disney and hanging out there for the week. We're going to avoid them. We love them, but we're avoiding them.
You know, I need to be invited to a Disney wedding where I can stay there for a week after a fabulous wedding.
Yeah, we had people coming from Austria that were staying for a week just to experience Disney, too. It was pretty cool.
How fabulous. That is, like, a great invitation to get. Look, we're going to go see our family or friends, and we're going to go, you know, see this awesome wedding, and then we get to stay at the most magical place in the world.
Yep.
That is awesome. So let me ask you, and I wouldn't have ever thought about this, but the couple on our previous episode kind of brought this to my attention. Now, they had their pictures taken the morning after their wedding. How did your pictures work? Was it the morning of your wedding or at another time?
It was the morning after. So we got back to our room around midnight and had to be up around 3:30 the next morning.
Oh, that hurts.
A lot of got us through, but we made it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, they said it was rough, too.
Yeah, it was. I just decided that I'd sleep with my hair the way it was, and I woke up the next morning, the lady came and, like, curled three things and repinned them. I'm like, that'll work for me.
Wow. Wow. You know, I would have never thought of that. Like, you know, here in Jersey, it seems like, you know, like we would never think to do that, but that is an awesome option if it were available here, you know?
Yeah. It definitely was. They offered that we can come back with it, but we thought, you know, we're down there already.
Yeah.
Why don't we do it? Even though we live a couple hours away, getting all dressed back up and getting his suit back and all that, it was just, we didn't want to do it the day before the wedding. And our wedding was at noon, so we really couldn't do it the day of.
Oh, gotcha. So
after, our wedding planners were phenomenal, and, like, she went through and we met with them in, what, October before we got married, and she already had she put our reservation in for the pictures, like, that day that we met with her, so that we could get the one we wanted, and we got the day we wanted, so they were just phenomenal. But yeah. It's Disney. What
of course expect? Exactly. It's never not going to be phenomenal. So let me ask you, since you live relatively nearby, did you stay on property the night before, or did you just drive in earlier that morning?
We stayed at Coronado Springs the two nights before.
Yep, and then we stayed the night of our wedding because we did a room block. We got the blessing of staying at the Grand Floridian, and neither one of us had been there before, and so we got to stay at the Grand Floridian. It was magnificent.
Oof. Nice.
My experience.
Wow. So Coronado Springs is my absolute favorite.
Best nachos.
That was really nice. we almost had our rehearsal dinner in that the restaurant. I forgot the name of it.
Maya Grill?
The sit-down restaurant.
Just across yeah. Down the hall.
The Maya Grill. Yeah.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. Unless they have another one. I don't, but that's the one I know of.
Yeah. That's probably it.
Yeah, well, you know, they're always opening new things, so sometimes it's hard to keep up. yeah, so where did you end up having it? On property or no?
It was at Disney Springs.
Over at Frontera.
Yeah, we went to Frontera.
Oh, and okay.
They hire patio for our rehearsal dinner.
Nice.
So it was pretty glorious out there.
Yeah.
Old, but beautiful.
It wasn't too cold.
I bet your guests were loving all of these experiences.
Yeah, especially anybody that hasn't been out to the area in a while, which a lot of them hadn't.
Yeah, and we love kids, so we had quite a few children that were hanging out there, so they were just loving it, too.
Awesome. That is so great. You should have invited me.
We would have.
I would have been all over that. So, which area of Coronado did you stay in?
The one that is a very long walk away from the front.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like building four,
yeah.
I think.
Okay. You were like in the Ranchos area or the Cabanas area?
I think it was Ranchos.
Okay. Yeah, we stayed over in Cabanas, which is over that way, our first trip. And then ever since then, we always request Casitas, which is right next to the convention center. So it's much closer to the center of the resort itself.
Yeah, they actually had a convention going on. That's why we didn't get the rehearsal there. And we're a little tight, but we weren't too far away.
Yeah, yeah. Awesome, awesome. So you had your actual wedding, the ceremony at the Grand Floridian Chapel?
Yes, we did the wedding, and we've got to be one of the first people in the newly renovated one. They had opened it just, I think, a month before or something like that.
Oh, wow. I didn't even realize that they had renovated it.
Yes, they showed us their picture every time we went for a meeting.
Yeah, they've been slowly renovating it piece by piece so they can keep their weddings going.
Yeah, it was, but they redid all the carpet, all of the seats. They added more seats, I think they said, and it was really pretty. It's very bright in there now. They took out the darker carpet.
Oh, wow.
We didn't need much decorations in there just because of how beautiful it is.
Wow. So, where did you actually have the reception?
We did it in one of the convention rooms. I guess they're called salons at the Grand Floridian.
Oh,
so our
wonderful.
Guests parked right there and just got a walk over when they were done.
Wow, nice. Now, where were your guests staying prior to the wedding? Were they already on property and staying, you know, in one of the resorts? Or how were they working it?
Most of the people on the wedding were staying at some of the Disney resorts or very nearby, and then most of my family just rented a giant, like, townhouse type thing with, like, almost like 20 bedrooms, it felt like.
Oh my goodness.
But a lot of our guests, we live 2 hours away.
Oh, okay.
They just drove down the morning of and home afterwards.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Anybody that didn't want to go to Disney.
Yeah. And they all picked their rooms accordingly, and we let them do their own thing since we live so close.
Yeah.
We didn't know who was going to stay and who wasn't.
Who wouldn't want to go to Disney?
Yeah, I don't
That's
know.
What I was thinking.
A lot of them came down earlier, stayed late.
We have some friends that even abandoned their kids so they could have a weekend away at Disney.
That sounds about right. I mean, didn't you give them the Disney love juice at the reception or what?
Yeah, it's hard to take a kid that close to Disney if you're not going to take them in.
Oh my goodness, of course.
They see the castle, they'd be like, I gotta go.
Of course, there's something very, what's the word? That's just dazzling and brainwashing, it's, you know, you just kind of pulled in. There's something that just pulls you in. You can't get away from it. I mean, come on, Cinderella's castle.
Exactly. It's the same way with Trevor. Every time I take him close to Disney, he wants to go. So.
I don't blame him. Listen, if I live 2 hours away, oh my gosh, I would be there every weekend, I think.
Yeah.
We try.
We're in blackout dates right now.
Oh, yeah.
Summer's too busy and too hot.
Yeah. Well, we only have the option of going in the summer, but we usually tend to go with the last week of August because, you know, a lot of the crowd has thinned out because school is back in session in the South and it's just starting up here in the North right after Labor Day. So we get the, you know, I try to push it as far as I can to right before going back to school.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Good way to end the summer.
I'm sorry?
Good way to end the summer.
Absolutely. It's hot as can be, though. It's Africa hot, yeah. But, you know.
Yeah, that it is.
I'll take it over the crowds.
But we're used to that. Our weather's not much different up here. So.
Oh, right. Yeah, for sure. So I saw you took some beautiful pictures on the dock. I'm assuming that was the Grand Floridian dock?
Yes, it was. It was right out behind the wedding pavilion.
Very nice. And I saw you also got a little carriage ride.
We did. That was my dad's one request, is that he wanted to ride in Cinderella's carriage. And he still brags about it today that he asked everybody if they saw him ride in Cinderella's carriage.
So the actual carriage ride was on the day of the wedding?
Yes.
Okay.
My dad and I rode from the Grand Floridian after pictures over to the ceremony.
Mm-hmm.
And then Trevor and I got to ride away in it to the reception.
Very nice. So tell me how it felt to be in Cinderella's carriage.
Well, that was really cool.
It was a little weird for me because people are stopping and recording you as you're going by, waving at you. I'm like, oh my gosh, everybody's looking at me right now. But I don't really like people looking at me like that and all the attention, so I'm like, Dad, make it stop. Why are they not looking at me? And he's like, just wave.
Just be a princess.
Exactly. I was gonna ask you.
We're calling you princess, and it was really cool. It was quite an experience.
Oh my goodness. I was just gonna ask you, did you do the princess wave?
Oh yes, I had to.
Absolutely.
Little and adorable, thinking you're a princess, you have to embrace it.
Of course,
it's very cool too. There's so much detail on the carriage. Like, if you've ever seen it just go by, you don't really see it unless you're like really up close.
Yeah,
and they got the mice and the birds and all that all over it.
They
like,
do.
Like, yeah, it's really cool.
So, how did you feel riding in it?
I thought it was really fun.
Yeah,
it let us. Pet the horses too.
Nice. Did you take any pictures with the whole thing, or just when you were inside the carriage?
We got a few. I gave them my phone, and we got from my phone. And Rick took a few also.
Of our whole family, our parents with it, and the horses.
How awesome!
Really cool ones in front of it.
How awesome! I'm trying to imagine as a parent what it would be like to see your little girl in Cinderella's carriage. It must be such a feeling.
Well, for my dad, he just wanted me out of it so he could ride in it. But most people, they would feel that way. He loves his carriage.
So is your dad a big Disney fan then?
He is. When I was younger, we lived in Orlando for a good 10 years. And we went to Disney quite often because we were homeschooled and lived right there. So we got to go. He was in school.
Nice.
And he went to a wedding there for somebody he works with, and their daughter got married there. And he told me once we were engaged that he's like, do you want to get married at Disney? Wait, really? Because I thought, that's completely out of our price range and all of that. But you can really do a lot. Like, they have a lot of different price ranges. But he told me that if we don't get married there, he's going to renew his vows there. But he would prefer us get married there.
He still will be with your mom.
Yeah, he probably still will because he just enjoys the whole idea. He works for a grocery store here, Publix.
Uh-huh.
And they're all about customer service. And that's what he thinks of Disney as, is just the epitome of customer service. And so for him to, he just wanted, that level of service and just how they put everything together. It's what he does all day long.
Absolutely.
And so he loved it.
Wow.
And we were incredibly blessed. It's nothing I could never imagine that we were going to be married at Disney years ago.
Wow. Just listening to you and the bride before you, the couple before you on the last episode, I'm kind of hoping my daughter tells me that's what she wants to do. And I'll be like your dad. Get out of the carriage. I'm having a ride.
Yeah, that's really what he wanted to do. They were supposed to, they were going to give my mom a ride in it,
mm-hmm.
but time constraints, it didn't work. They were going to take the two of them around. And he's like, well, I'm glad you didn't get to. It's my carriage. I don't want to shame. No, he's joking. He's not a bad person. He's a wonderful person.
I was going to say, I love your dad.
He is hilarious.
She got to sit in it, though.
Yeah, we did get a picture of my mother and father in it because it meant so much to him.
So I have to tell you, though, how soon are your parents renewing their vows?
Probably not for a little while.
Okay. Well, when they do, and if they do it at Disney, I would love to have them on.
Oh, I'm sure my dad could talk your ear off, so.
It could be like 3 episodes.
Yeah, that's okay.
You.
That's okay. I love talking Disney with anybody. I would love to get a vow renewal on here, and I'm sure that we could talk for probably 20 minutes on his carriage ride.
Probably.
And hey,
if he lets you move on to anything else.
If he needs me to come down and witness the vow renewal, I can make it happen. Maybe we can do the podcast right there. Live,
that would be neat.
But seriously though, if they do it, I would love to have them on.
Yeah, we will definitely keep you posted. I mean, I don't know what year they're at right now.
We'll put the pressure on tomorrow.
Yeah. I think they're 33 years right now, so
okay.
they have a couple years till they have, you know, one of those big anniversaries.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping to still be around.
I'll push them. Maybe 35.
We'll okay. See well, they have a standing invitation to come on the show and talk all about it.
All right. I will definitely let them know.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things two things I really loved from the pictures from your reception, actually. One was, it looked like there were fireworks going off in the walls of the reception room.
Yes. Those were their, what are they called? Gobos?
Gobos.
I always say it backwards because we have something at Publix called BOGOs.
Yes, yes.
they have the gobos in the background, and we got the choice of if we wanted it to say our names, and I'm like, everybody's already here and they know who we are.
They know our names.
Our wedding planner Pamela was just wonderful. She was so sweet, and she's like, "Well, I have an idea." And so she picked out the castle with the fireworks. She's like, "The way I'll do it is I'll have them coming off the sides, just like you see when you watch the fireworks show."
Oh, gorgeous.
She was right. it was perfect. They did it right behind our sweetheart table.
Uh-huh.
So yep. It brought you guys up to, it was really cool.
Wow, that is so awesome. Speaking of fireworks, I don't know if you can hear, but there are some fireworks going off near our house right now because tomorrow is 4th of July.
Yeah, we had some here.
Yeah, the cats aren't liking it too much.
So, yeah, but, you know, once you've seen Disney, you know, it's like, oh, everybody makes such a production of going to the 4th of July fireworks in their own hometowns. And every year I sit there and I go through it, you know, for my daughter's sake. And then I'm like, yeah, meh. It's like, meh. You know, once you've seen Disney fireworks, nothing compares.
Disney 4th of July fireworks is where it's at.
I actually was there. I want to say like 20-something years ago with my sisters. We did a girls' trip when we were younger. And we were there for 4th of July, and it was crazy. I don't remember the fireworks per se. I'm sure we must have seen them. But it was so hot. It was so crowded. There was fires burning over the highways.
Wow.
It was so ludicrous. I can't even explain to you. It was craziness. And it was also at the time that what was his name? Versace was killed.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was like around that time, that July 4th time. Pretty sure it was Versace. So it was just so crazy, and I remember the highway just burning. It was weird. It was weird, but not something I don't think I would ever want to go July 4th week to Disney. It's just way overcrowded and hot.
We were in the high 90s. Yeah. I think it was like 98 out today.
And 150 humidity, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's miserable. That's why we stay indoors.
Yeah, absolutely. I never understand, like, when I go there and I see people with a full face of makeup and or jogging around in the mornings or afternoons, and I'm like, what?
Yeah, too much in the summer sometimes.
Yeah. The other thing I absolutely loved was your wedding cake.
Thank you.
Yeah, it took us a while to come up with what we wanted.
It was just, like, we didn't really tell them much.
We just said we wanted.
I saw a picture on Pinterest years and years ago of the groom's cake and bride cake mixed together. I'm like, well, that sounds cost effective. I really like that idea. And I told our lady Pamela about it, and she's like, oh, I can do this. And she kind of took it from there. She asked us a couple ideas, but when we saw it the day of, like, it was more than we had dreamed of.
It was
beautiful. We walked in there right before all the guests, and we got to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
Just like, wow.
And you want to let everybody know what the topper was?
Oh, it was white chocolate.
Mm-hmm. But in the shape of?
Oh, in the shape of Cinderella's castle.
Gorgeous.
And instead of trying to eat that nasty cake after a year, we actually saved our topper, and that's what we're going to eat.
So hello. Of course, that's, you know, absolutely.
It was really cool because my dad loves Hidden Mickeys, and so like they put one on his boutonniere, but they also did several of them in the cake just to see. And so like they did the pumpkins and did three of them in a Hidden Mickey, and then they had edible crystals, and they did three of them in a Hidden Mickey just all over the cake, just kind of, and it was hidden and nobody knew about it. And like we're looking at pictures afterwards, we're like, oh, there was another one we didn't see.
Yeah.
Wow. I love that dad is all over this.
That's where I got it from.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that is awesome. So, I mean, he really had fun at this wedding.
Oh, yeah. He did.
Yes. I should have him on and have him tell me about your wedding.
Oh, it would be entertaining.
I bet. I mean, on so many levels. I mean, oh, my God. I might have to do this. You ask him if he'd want to, and then you Facebook me and let me know.
Okay.
All right, I will.
Thank you.
So some people have Mickey and Minnie at their wedding, or Goofy, or any other character. I saw that you had one character. Do you want to tell everybody who you had?
We had a Majordomo come out during the ceremony as a special guest, partially to prank my best man.
Expound on this.
The wedding planner told us about having Majordomo. Part of one of the things he gets to do is he announces everything for everybody and tells them where to go after the ceremony and all that. But the part that really got us was she told us that he would come out in the middle of the ceremony when the best man is supposed to present the rings, and he would actually have the rings in a glass slipper.
Wow.
So,
but the best man didn't know.
So when we got to that, so we got to that point where they asked for the rings, and we all turned, or the few of us that knew about it, turned towards my best man, and we had no idea. He's like, rings? And he was like, shocked face.
Nobody gave them to me.
And we just stared at him for a couple seconds. We didn't know how long it would be before Domo walked in.
And it was a good while. He gave it a good 15 seconds at least.
He threw it out.
Oh my gosh.
So everyone in the room is just staring at Colin.
We didn't have the rings.
Uh-oh.
The picture in our photos of the bridesmaids, and half of them look very angry, like the wedding was ruined.
One of my friends looked like she was about to jump across the stage.
And my sister is just like about to cry.
Oh,
but
no.
Anyways, after they wait their 15 seconds or whatever it was, all these trumpets start playing, and like the very dramatic opening of the doors, and all of a sudden he just starts walking down, and he's got like a little pillow with a glass slipper, and the two rings are inside of the slipper, and he just walks up to the front, and I can't remember exactly what he said to Colin, but something like I got you, or I got your back, or something.
Oh my goodness.
And then he taps him on the shoulder and walks out.
Poor Colin. I should have him on the show.
I think he'll give you a completely different story.
Yeah, he looked straight at her dad. He thought that
He planned it all. Which
he
kind of did.
It was all of us, but yeah, it was a funny moment.
I was just going to ask if Dad was in on the secret.
Oh, yes, of course. It brought a lot of fun to it, because we're fun people. We don't like seriousness. I don't do well standing around being serious for too long. So it added a little bit of a break in the ceremony.
Yes.
And it was really nice to have just a little bit of comic relief during it, too.
Oh, I'm sure that Colin must have been burning.
there's a couple of photos, if you go back through.
Well, he was asking us about the rings, like, the week before. He's like, so how am I going to get the rings? I'm like, oh, don't worry. The wedding planner will bring them to you. knowing the whole time that she was never going to bring them to him.
She had plans on how to get them back.
My friends actually asked me, she's like, do I need to bring these to Colin? Does he need this? I'm like, no, don't worry about it. He'll take care of it. And so she's the one that looked like she was about to kill somebody. When it happened, she's like, I asked you guys. So it wasn't just a joke on him. It kind of worked for her too.
Oh my goodness. That sounds so fun.
I'm a little worried, though, because now I'm his best man for a wedding in November.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Is it a Disney wedding?
It is not. No. It's in Orlando, but no Disney.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to bring Ring Cops on backup.
Maybe you should have Major Domo show up.
Oh, that'd be hilarious. I'll dress as Major Domo.
Uh-huh. That would be funny.
I brought Domo with me to bring the rings in. Oh boy, that would.
Is there anything that you want to let us know that happened at the wedding that I didn't cover? Like, did you have, like, I know the other couple had like a dessert party that evening, or anything like that, or any special moments that you want to share with us?
The only thing that was really, really neat that we enjoyed was we got our DJ through Disney.
Mm-hmm.
We just used one of theirs because, you know, we just see them at wedding shows. We don't know much else. But again, our wonderful wedding planner, Pamela, she's like, I've got the perfect person for you. And so we had not met the man. He sent me an email asking me what kind of music we want, how we want it saturated, you know, 30% this, 10% this. Asked me what I wanted. I'm like, I have no idea, but let's make this fun. And he was so great. We had song requests from all of our guests on their invites.
Oh.
And he incorporated those into a big line dance where he taught us, he did parts of Thriller, he did parts of Gangnam Style.
Oh my gosh. And
we had almost the entire guest list on the dance floor with us. And like, we ran out of dance floor. They were all scattered out into the sides.
That
just because
so
many
neat.
People were out there. And so we were doing a choreographed dance with him, and it was so much fun. And then he did a lip sync battle, which we had no idea that was going to happen. Girls versus guys, and he played several Disney songs.
Uh-huh.
And we went back and forth and lip sync battled. So like, one of them was Reflection.
Uh-huh.
And that was my solo moment. And then it ended with my dad had showed Pamela our video when we were engaged. We were waiting in St. Augustine, and we were going over a bridge, and it was one of the drawbridges, so we had to wait till it went up. So we recorded Love is an Open Door. We
mm-hmm.
lip-synced to it.
Yes.
And it said, can I say something crazy? Will you marry me? And then, can I say something crazy? Yes, I pointed to my engagement ring. And
wow.
So we... that's how we announced our engagement to all of our friends.
Oh, my
gosh.
And
when we showed that to Pamela, she's like, well, I'm going to make sure this is in your wedding somehow. And so the last lip sync song, they had Love is an Open Door.
Oh, my gosh.
He had, you know, everybody singing it. And then he told everybody, he paused and he's like, okay, now everybody step back. I hear the bride and groom are really good at this song. And so he had us lip sync it to each other.
I'm getting chills just listening to this. That is so awesome.
It was just so much fun. Like, he was very high energy and very personal with everything that he did. And so, like, people you wouldn't expect to be on the dance floor were, I mean, it might have been the bar. I don't know. They were still out on the dance floor all getting together and dancing. And it was a ton of fun.
Oh, my gosh. That, first of all, that idea of having everybody put in requests, I love it. I would have never thought of that, but I really, really love that, and that'll be on my radar for future parties. That is so awesome.
Yeah, it gets people out there because they're like, oh, this is my song. I need to go out there, because we were afraid people weren't going to go to the dance floor.
Well, it's very cool. The way he did it is he plays very small sections or pieces of the songs, like a very popular part. And he just kind of bounces through each of them and keeps everybody out there.
He actually went through all of his genres, too.
Yeah.
So, like a timeline, went from like the 60s all the way to modern day.
And did some of the dance moves from the 60s. I think we did the mashed potato at one point.
Oh, wow.
And so
twist and all that
stuff. Yeah, the twist came on. It was just, it was a ton of fun. And that was the main thing we wanted in our wedding, is not where people were guessing what happened next and be bored. And we wanted people to leave, you know, not wanting to leave.
Right.
But just enjoying everything that they experienced. And, you know, I can't say it enough. Disney is phenomenal at what they do. And they really, the smallest details, they made amazing. Like, I have lots of allergies, food allergies, mm-hmm. and flower allergies. And my flowers were actually silk flowers.
Really?
Yeah. And
they look so real.
You couldn't tell, but like, my eyes will swell shut if I had real flowers. And she's like, oh, I'll take care of this. She's like, what are your colors? And Heather went through and she made them just beautiful. And now I have this lasting bouquet.
Absolutely.
Which is wonderful. But she just, it was the smallest details. My little sister's allergic to flowers too. And so she made sure hers was silk as well. And then his boutonniere was silk in case I got it on my face.
Right.
They cleaned their whole kitchen because I have a airborne nut allergy. My throat will close.
Oh my goodness.
They cleaned it and sectioned off a part of their kitchen that was only to be used for my food. And I got to go into my wedding day without carrying an EpiPen.
Yeah.
It's the first time in my life I've not carried an EpiPen with me.
Yeah.
And it was just more than we could ever dream of. And I know that anywhere else I would have gone, I still would have had to carry my EpiPen just in case.
Yeah.
And pockets on wedding dresses.
Well, I would have carried
it. Yeah. Yeah.
But they did so much, and yeah. It is just perfect.
Disney is phenomenal in the care that they take for anyone with any types of allergies or food needs, you know, diet restrictions. There were a couple of trips where I had to do gluten-free, dairy-free. And mm-hmm. I literally, my doctor called me 3 days before our trip and was like, you know, sorry, got to get you on a gluten-free, dairy-free diet at least for now or for a period in time. And I knew nothing. And I literally was like, I've paid for my dining plan. I'm going to get to eat nothing. And you know who educated me? 3 days later when I got there, the chefs at Coronado Springs took their first stab at it. And they really gave me a rundown of what I was able to eat. And they took such good care of me at Coronado. And then just like every other chef that I was in their restaurant, they took such good care of me. And they really yeah. taught me so much. I had chefs coming out with, you know, prepackaged food like waffles or whatever. And they were coming out and coming to my table and showing me, listen, this is, you can eat this. And, you know, so when you go back home, make sure that this is what you look for. And I have something else in the back that I'm going to show you. And they really educated me. My doctor didn't educate me.
Yeah, they're phenomenal. I have, mine's egg, dairy, gluten and shellfish and nuts.
Oh my
so
goodness.
So most chefs that you tell that to, they're like, here's some salad. Water.
Yes.
And they offer salad and I can't eat salad because I can't have raw fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
So you tell them that and they're like, well, I will figure something out, and they will make something off menu.
Yes.
Just so that you can take care of it. And that's what they did for our actual wedding meal. Because I didn't like some of the things that yeah. were there, and what I can't eat, I don't like to eat.
Yeah.
And so they actually made me a dish that was separate from what everybody else had. I had macaroni and cheese that was gluten-free and dairy-free.
Yeah. And tasted great, right?
It was amazing.
Yep.
I have not found macaroni and cheese that has tasted like that since.
Yep. I have to say that first trip, you know, I took and they educated me, and then the following year, we had two vacations that year, and one of them was in South Carolina. So, you know, of course, I was worried, and I should have been, because as soon as I went into a particular restaurant that we had always gone to before, you know, I said, well, I'm gluten-free, dairy-free. What can I eat? And she looked at me like I had five heads, and she said, well, whatever's on the menu. And I was like, no, that's not going to work. And she was like, well, it's what's on the menu. And I was just like, this is why I go to Disney.
Exactly.
Yeah, they did that with her when we went to Germany to eat. A chef, like, walked you all the way around the whole
yes.
buffet.
Yeah, in Epcot, Yep, walked me around and gave me a personal menu.
Yes.
A buffet.
Exactly it was, what she could eat. It's great.
Yes.
They're just...
They are phenomenal.
They're Disney.
Yeah, they are phenomenal. Absolutely. I just wanted to ask you guys final question. Oh, well, actually, two final questions. Did you have a Disney proposal per se, or just your announcement was Disney oriented?
The proposal wasn't really Disney.
Was Dad okay with that?
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Okay.
The proposal had a lot of love and thought put into it.
I'm sure.
Yeah. Because I mean, the idea was I didn't know. Either the proposal needed to be Disney-themed or the wedding would be Disney-themed or vice versa, and the other one would be St. Augustine because that's near where we live and we're all around there. So I actually had a scavenger hunt for her.
Oh, how nice! Proposal.
So we kind of went all over, or she went all over St. Augustine. I just waited for her.
So she sweated it up, and you were nice and cool in the air-conditioned car?
No, I was out on the beach, actually. It was really hot.
Yeah, it was outside. I'd never be in the air-conditioned.
It wasn't well thought out, but it worked. Yeah, she said yes.
He said, you know, everybody expects us to do a Disney proposal.
Okay.
I love the Disney proposals. I love seeing them on Facebook and all that, but I was like, I want to do something a little bit different.
Uh-huh. Something special, because we're there all the time, and I'm just going to expect him to propose at some point. So,
oh, okay. Yeah. So were you expecting a Disney proposal, and he kind of just shot it out for you there and made you do a double take?
Yes and no. I mean, there were some times that we were at Disney, and, you know, he's being all sweet, and I'm like, oh, well, maybe today's the day, but my parents aren't here, and he knows how much my family means to me and that I would love my family to be involved, and I'm like, they don't have Disney passes, so this isn't going to work. And so, but...
That also made it easier not being at Disney. I didn't have to get so many people involved going down to Orlando.
Right, right.
So St. Augustine worked out a lot better. I got her whole family involved, my parents and my sister over Skype because she's in South Korea.
Oh, wow.
So even she was able to be involved with it and say hi and
how awesome
and all that.
Yeah. So I give up a Disney proposal for it.
That's
it
was, okay.
It was perfect.
Absolutely. Of course. Every proposal is perfect, no matter where it is. Absolutely.
But then we did the little video, like she said, while we were crossing back right after the proposal on the way back to meet up with our families. So since we were stuck there,
that
and we talked about doing this idea for a while, we're like, hey, let's do it now.
That is awesome. You guys definitely think outside the box. My next big party, I'm going to have to give you guys a shout out and see what ideas you can come up with for me.
Okay.
We got plenty.
Sounds like. That is awesome. Any upcoming... Well, I guess I shouldn't even ask you this question. You live two hours down the road. I was going to ask you if you had any upcoming trips planned for Disney, but I guess you just go whenever you can.
Yeah. Once the blackouts are over, I think in August, we'll be down there pretty quickly after that.
Yeah. We're planning for Dapper Days at Disney.
Yes.
We went this past Dapper Day, but it was just Florida heat, and I had pneumonia at the time, so it was a little bit miserable for me having 102 fever in 102 degree weather.
No.
We ended up, like, we skipped one of the days, so we have a whole outfit we didn't get to use, but we're going to go back down when it's a little bit cooler out for the next Dapper Days.
That's cool.
And when
That's
you
cool.
don't have pneumonia.
Yeah, I'm hoping I don't have it then.
Oh my gosh.
That'd be fun. Well, but yeah, it was so much fun seeing so many people that just love Disney that much and dress up. It was just, it's so cool.
So let me ask you, Dapper Days, okay, I get that everybody dresses up, but what do you actually do? Do you still go on rides, or is it kind of just kind of parading up and down and letting everybody see your different outfits and all of that?
It's mostly a normal day. People just dress up. You don't. Some people do like the Disney bounding.
Yeah.
Like characters.
Which what we did.
We did that, so we kind of combined the two.
Oh, wow.
Because it kind of gave you a direction instead of just dress up.
Yeah, we did dapper Disney bounding. So, like, we were, one of the outfits that we didn't get to use was Mary Poppins and Bert.
Nice!
And, like, it was a high-waisted skirt and a big bow on it, and gloves.
Oh,
so
my gosh.
So, it was the dapper version.
Try to mesh the two.
yeah, so it took a lot of thought and effort to try to find our dapper Disney bounding, but
we saw some cool ones on the tram ride. The when we went in, there was these three girls, I think, right. And they all were themed off of different rides.
Ooh.
In the park. Like one was the Tiki Room, one was the Thunder Mountain, and one was the teacups. And they actually made like headbands that had like pieces of a clock in it so that they would move and all kinds of stuff. People really get
Wow. Get
into that. It was really cool.
Yeah, if you've never been to Dapper Days, you have to go at
even,
some point.
Yeah, even if you don't dress up, it's fun to just see the people.
Watch everybody. It's really, really neat.
Now, I have to ask you, it can't be comfortable walking around with all that, right?
He was dying.
I was in a sweater vest and pants.
Oh, my gosh.
I had a skirt on and a short sleeve shirt, so and then I had a what is it called? The sash. I had like a cardigan almost sash thing. So I had that on, but I'm like, well, I'm kind of cold because of my fever. So
yeah, we actually did Rapunzel and Flynn Rider is what we were.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
That was cool.
Now see, when I go down there, it's a tank top, shorts, Crocs, always. And that's it. And I'm melting. There's not a stitch of makeup on because it'll just melt off. The hair is tied back. Maybe there's a hat on my head. And that's it. I am, like, slumming it. I can't imagine. Yeah, I can't imagine, like, getting dressed up. And shoes. I mean, what? Shoes. They can't be comfortable.
That didn't feel too good.
Yeah. I wore high heels.
Oh, my goodness.
I don't have feeling in my legs normally, so I didn't feel that they were.
We were staying nearby, so we did kind of a half a day there, and then went back to the hotel, took a nap, and then went and saw fireworks and stuff.
My goodness, my feet hurt just listening to you say the words high heels in Disney.
Yeah. It wasn't my brightest decision, but I mean, it didn't hurt me. So.
Oh my goodness. I've actually seen a few women sometimes in the sun, you know, in August when I'm down there. And I, you know, the last one I saw, she had wedges. I swear they were 3 inches high. And I sat there and I looked at her and I'm like, I don't know. I think she's going to be hitting the floor soon.
Yeah, mine weren't that bad. Mine were just like little heels. But it helps that we're used to the heat.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
Yes. It's not a big shock for us, but wearing layers is like, we normally save that for our 2 days of winter.
Yes. Your 60-degree days of winter.
Yeah, exactly.
But it gives you a good reason to get a Mickey ice cream sandwich.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm there with you. I agree.
Lisa, I think that you should get that every time.
It gives you a better reason, though.
There's always good reason to have any snack in the world, absolutely. Oh my gosh, Trevor and Jessica, I had so much fun, and I gotta hear more from Dad. Dad was like the character that I didn't expect in this whole episode.
Yeah, I mean, Disney could probably pay him to come in for a wedding to be a character.
Absolutely.
That was an option in the when we were planning, is you can get these fake guests,
tacky
I guess.
Tourists.
Tacky tourists. Guests or whatever, and they just go around and
they crash your wedding.
They do jokes and things, and yeah. We really would like that, but the price for it.
They act like they're just visiting Disney, and they actually come into your ballroom and like walk around taking pictures of your room, and then start like eating, and people are like looking at them like, what are they doing? And then they start interacting with the tables.
I could so do that. I could so get that job in my Crocs and, you know, my pulled back hair and my tank top. I could so do that.
As long as I gotta eat, I'd be more than happy to do it.
Oh my goodness. I would so have to have them at my party. Oh my goodness, that is so awesome. Well, maybe, you know, one day when your dad retires, he might want to, you know.
Oh, yeah, he'd do that. He'd ask everybody if they got a ride in his garage.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my gosh. I had so much fun talking to you guys. Thank you so much for coming on.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it was my pleasure.
We love reliving our wedding. It's just...
Of course. Of course. What bride doesn't, you know? And it's relatively, you know, new. So it's everything is fresh, still fresh in your mind. So that is so awesome. The pictures were amazing. Once I release the show, I will tag you guys in it or put it over on your page. And if you want, if you're so inclined, and if you want to just share some of your pictures on our Facebook page so the listeners can get a visual, that would be great.
Yeah, we don't care. we'll share the whole album.
I would love that. Make sure that you point out who Dad is, because I want to, you know, check that out.
You'll see him on the first look pictures.
Yeah, he's the one crying.
Aww.
It was really nice, though.
He still cries when he talks about it.
Aww.
It's a good picture.
That's so sweet.
We all know it.
That is so sweet. Well, tell Dad he's got a new Disney fan. And tell him I definitely want him to come on, whether it's to give me the father of the bride perspective on your Disney wedding or when they renew their vows. He's got an open invitation to come in. Just let me know.
All right, I will. We'll tell him tomorrow.
Okay, absolutely. Thanks a lot, you guys. And friends, thank you so much for spending some time with us tonight. Don't forget to check out all of our wonderful sponsors. We have Orlando Stroller Rentals. They're at www.orlandostrollerrentals.com. Check out their Facebook page, which is Orlando Stroller Rentals. We have Emily Olson, Independent Jamberry Nails Consultant, and her email is emily.m.olson714@gmail.com. She also has her website at emilyolson.jamberry.com, and her Facebook page is Emily Olson-Jamberry Nails Independent Consultant. And last but not least, Tanner Scooter Rentals. Their website is www.tannerscooterrentals, and their Facebook page is Tanner Scooter Rentals. And don't forget to check out Theme Park Brothers' YouTube channel. You know, we pop up there, and they have great videos on all of the theme parks in the Orlando area, the Disney transportation, even the airport, the Orlando airport. So check them out. Don't forget to make the show easier to find by going over to iTunes to rate and review the show. Facebook, we're at facebook.com/themouseinourhouse. And on Twitter, we're at @mouseinourhouse. If you're shopping on Amazon, check out our website. Click on the Amazon banner at the top of the page. Do your shopping. There is absolutely no extra cost for that. If you're planning a trip to Walt Disney World or anywhere else for that matter, make sure you contact us and let us steer you in the right direction at absolutely no cost. And please join us every other Saturday for everything Disney from our perspective here on the White Dragon Podcast Network. You can download and subscribe to the show over on iTunes, Stitcher, and Podomatic every other Saturday. Please, please, please review us. Rate us. We really need that. And if you've had a Disney wedding, a Disney honeymoon, a Disney baby reveal, a Disney promposal, a Disney proposal, anything Disney, let us know. Contact us over on our Facebook page or at themouseinourhouse@yahoo.com. Let me know about it, and I would love to have you on the show. And until next time, don't forget to keep the mouse in your house. Bye-bye.